Hi, everybody. It's time for another little ramble with my snoring dog on my lap. And the other one working security in the window, looking at everybody walking down the street. My 12-pound Chihuahua mix. She's very ferocious.
Yeah, you protect us, don't you, sweet girl? Thank you, baby. Thank you.
The other one, the 25-pounder mutt mix, he just snores. That's enough, I guess, for him. It's been a while since I did a little ramble. And I figured it's been a week or two since I've put anything out for a recording. I figured there would be, a lack of content on my sub. I can't have that, can I? I mean, I don't know. Hopefully you guys aren't that fickle. Do you walk out on me if I go a couple weeks without an audio? I don't think that's true. But it's okay if you do. You'll come back. Oh, you'll come back. I've just been doing life. When it gets warm down here, everything comes alive. There's a lot more stuff to do, and I've just been busier. But I have actually, and I'm not going to say whose script. I have a script in the back of my head that I really want to try. It's been a long time since I've done a script. In fact, I think I tried a script for like maybe my third recording or something, and I still kind of like it, but it didn't get the same results, let's say, that the improv stuff does. So it kind of put me off of it. And plus, I mean, I like improv. It's a natural, there's a better word for ability. Proclivity. It's a natural proclivity of mine. Woo! It's an SAT word right there. But I, you know, sometimes I see some scripts and I'm like, okay, that sounds like my voice. And so there's one that I've got saved, just in case I have a week where I really want to put something out and inspiration is not striking. That's in my back pocket. I really like it. And actually, the writer is someone who's commented on my stuff before. And so I went ahead and stalked them and found that script and liked it and saved it. But I'm not going to say who it is, because if I don't record it, then you're going to be really disappointed in me. So when it's done and posted, I'll tag you. That's for sure. Credit where credit is due. But yeah, like really, it's just been a lot of weekend road trips and kind of going out on the town and just enjoying the fact that I don't have to wear a million layers to go outside right now. It's fantastic. Which is kind of fun because I feel like whenever it warms up, I get a little bit more in the mood too. In the mood as well. So hopefully there'll be some fun stuff. If I manage to find time to record, there'll be some fun stuff coming out. And I need to dip into my request thread. I read all of the answers on there, or all the comments on there, and I really like them. A lot of them are like, ooh, y'all creative. I dig it. I enjoy them all. And some of them have stuck out to me. So I need to go in there and investigate a little more and see if there's something that I want to do. But I feel like this is a giant protracted apology, a 3.5-minute apology for not having made a couple of recordings lately. And I think, I don't know, I see relentless discipline on the part of some contributors where they say they're going to post on this date at this time and they always have a recording out. And I don't think that'll ever be me. I don't think I ever will be disciplined enough to do that, or talented enough, I think, to summon that energy if it's not kind of there low-key already. If I am not feeling sexual, then there's no way that I can fake it. Major respect to those who can, though. That's kind of mind-blowing. It's really impressive. But yeah, I lack that ability, so... I'm never going to be, the prescribed posting schedule kind of girl. But I really do appreciate everybody who sticks around and puts up with my flightiness. Hopefully whenever I do release audios, they're good enough to keep you, keep you waiting on them. And I appreciate it. I really do. I think that's really the point. Just wanted to say hey to everybody and, I'm alive. And I hope everybody's having a good first week of April. And I hope everybody survived the giant April Fool's controversy that popped up yesterday. I saw a reaction post on Backstage or Audio Cafe or something like that. And had fun reading the the rapidly devolving comments on there. People feel really strongly about this stuff. I promise to never ever kink shame, vanilla or otherwise. Everybody's wired differently. There's a multitude of reasons why some things will turn some people on and not others. None of them are more valid than anyone else's. None of them are less valid than anyone else's. Everybody is allowed to be a sexual being, and as long as no one's getting hurt and there's consent involved, then do your thing, man. And there's absolutely no judgment there. And none for my little dog either, even though he barked at an inopportune moment there when I'm making my point. I think I'm kind of vanilla, though, I have to say. Like, it made me sit back and think, like, if I couldn't post on there. I mean, I guess I can throw out some daddies. I can always offer a daddy or two in a recording, and that instantly makes it a kink, right? God, and how kinky am I that I don't think that the word daddy is a kink? I don't know. I'm not going to go down that philosophical rabbit hole. I'm just going to say once again that I hope everybody's enjoying hopefully warm weather wherever you are. If not, hang in there. It's on its way. Unless you're in the Southern Hemisphere, all you Australians and New Zealanders and Pacific Islanders and South Americans, sorry. Winter is coming. So enjoy the last few days of summer, I guess, while you can. But up here, boy, I can't wait. I have all my skimpy clothes just lined up and ready. God, I want it to be warm. And I think I'm actually going to escape again this weekend to go hang out on the coast. See some beach. I think I need a beach weekend in my life just to kind of kick off the season. And maybe I can take pictures while I'm at the beach. I like to do that. Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll make that a project, some beach pictures. Yeah, okay, it's on the list. It's on the list for travel this weekend. One of my to-dos. Anyway, I'm going to go back to drinking some protein powder dissolved in G2, which is, how exciting is that, guys? That's my life lately. I'm almost on a liquid diet right now, and I just consume shit tons of protein powder. Luckily, I found a brand that's not too gross. I don't know if anyone gives a shit, but Nectar. I really like Nectar. I get their Caribbean Cooler, which is the pina colada flavor. The dogs hate it, apparently. But it dissolves really easily, and it doesn't taste too artificial and gross. It doesn't make me kind of smack my tongue after I'm done sipping. And it doesn't smell disgusting. So those are my big criteria. You can tell how much of a fan I am of protein powders when those are the things that I look for. So, I'm going to go finish drinking my 23 grams of protein in a bottle, and I'm going to try not to think about pasta and think about the beach instead. Hope y'all have a good night. And if you've made it this far, my God, thank you. Love y'all.